Now, we're going to digress a little bit here, keeping in mind that we just computed the sum of the square deviations of a sample of 7 subjects, and the sum of those square deviations was 28. Now, remember what we talked about before in terms of averaging, getting an average deviation or a standard deviation. Whatever we did, we had to end up dividing it by the number of deviations that we computed. Okay, well, with the variance or standard deviation, unlike the mean, we can divide either by n, that is the number of subjects in our group, or n minus 1, the number of subjects minus 1, under different circumstances. Now, this is complicated, I'll try to make it as simple as I can. The mean is an unbiased estimate. The sample mean is an unbiased estimate of the population mean. We talked about that last time. If you took many, many, many samples and computed the mean, those sample means would converge on the population mean without sliding systematically off in one direction or the other. So it won't tend to underestimate, it won't tend to overestimate, it will tend to go exactly where the mean of the population is. That is not the case for the standard deviation or variance. If you compute the standard deviation or variance, and they're exactly the same for this argument, if you compute the variance or standard deviation of the sample, that is dividing by n, the number of subjects in the group, that will systematically underestimate the standard deviation or variance in the population. It will tend to be off to the left. It will tend to veer off, and you'll end up, over the long run, having smaller estimates of the population variance than the population variance really is. Okay? That's a biased, then, statistic. So the sample standard deviation is a biased estimate of the population standard deviation. The sample variance is a biased estimate of the population variance. Well, we don't like biased estimates. We want an estimate to be right on target. So it turns out that it's very simple to unbias the standard deviation of the variance. And we unbias it by, instead of dividing by n, we divide by n minus 1. So when we are computing the standard deviation or variance, because we want to estimate what that is in the population, we divide by n minus 1. If we're only concerned with the scores in our sample, and that's all we care about, describing our sample with no inference involved in terms of a larger population, then we can go ahead and divide by n. Now, the fact of the matter is that in almost all cases, our interest is in making inferences about the population. So in 99.9% of the cases, we're going to be dividing by n minus 1. In fact, it's so common to divide by n minus 1 that if you look at most calculators or most statistical programs, they're going to divide by n minus 1 automatically. So you need to check, and sometimes calculators have two options, dividing by n minus, divided by n or n minus 1. You need to check and see what your machinery is doing for you. Again, for statistics class, almost all the time we're going to be dividing by n minus 1. Again, the argument is if you want to make any inferences about the population based on your sample data, your standard deviation of variance needs to be divided by n minus 1. If all you care about is the sample and simply describing the data set that you have in front of you, then you can divide by n. And this will come up again, so just try to keep it in mind.